Sarah Plumley, Sarah S-A-R-A-H, Plumley, P-L-U-M-L-E-Y, date of birth is 10-13-1991. This is for date of service 2-3-2022. Mrs. Plumley is a 30-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of weight gain. The patient reports about a 20-pound weight gain in 6 months. She has a history of depression and anxiety. She was placed on Wellbutrin about 6 months ago and is unsure if the weight gain is related to being placed on Wellbutrin therapy or if it's related to having the diagnosis of COVID when she was diagnosed about 6 months ago. She reports some fatigue and no energy. She reports dry skin and polydipsia. She reports anxiety. She reports a regular menstrual cycle. However, it's becoming very heavy. She reports some headaches. The patient states that she has 2 children without any complications in her pregnancies or deliveries. The patient reports that she stopped breastfeeding about 2 years ago. She reports occasional nausea, denies any vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. She reports some temperature intolerance, feeling hot all the time. She denies any changes in her hair or her nails. She reports dry skin. She reports a strong family history of vaginal/ovarian cancer. She denies any compressive symptoms of the thyroid. Regarding her diet, she skips breakfast or she eats a small meal. Lunch is a very small meal, like a sandwich. Supper is her biggest meal, and she eats out or she orders meals like HelloFresh meals. The patient works from home for the last 4 years. Plan number one, for evaluation of her weight gain. At this point, I'm going to check her for any glucose metabolism errors, and we will check her for diabetes, check a fasting CMP, and a hemoglobin A1C. Next number, I will also check a thyroid function panel in order to assess her weight gain and her fatigue. Next number, for her overweight status, we will prescribe Contrave therapy if her insurance does not cover this, and we will continue her Wellbutrin 150 milligrams once daily, and I will add naltrexone 12.5 milligrams once a day. Next number, we also discussed the Lipo-B injections. Next number, I will also check a vitamin D and vitamin B12 level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.